Ted Truman, researcher at Washington's Peterson Institute of International Economics, says the advance in the oil price is directly connected to the dollar's decline.
Because the sort of true price of oil is in barrels, something per barrels, and the faster the dollar goes down, the faster the dollar price of oil will go up.
Oil has long been priced in dollars. Its steady advance over the past 2 months has coincided with the dollar's equally steady decline against other major currencies. Truman was formerly the top international official at the U.S. Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department. Some stock market analysts are also drawing a connection between the dollar's weakness and Wall Street. Carter Wirth is the chief technical analyst at Oppenheimer Brokerage in New York. He points out that foreign investors have trouble making money on Wall Street when their currencies are rising against the dollar.
The dollar itself and the unrelenting weakness scares foreign buyers of financial assets in this country. And that's the risk. They pull away from the bonds, in the bond market, they pull away from financial assets, these so-called sovereign funds. You can go and get excited about a U.S. stock, but you're going to lose all your money in the currency trade. It's increasingly worrisome.
Wirth spoke on CNBC television. The dollar traded at another record low Wednesday at $1.46 against the euro. It closed at $2.10 against the British pound. Truman said that he believes the U.S. Treasury is remaining silent about the dollar's decline in large part because any statement in support of the currency probably would have little effect.
I'm sure that the Treasury Department would feel much more comfortable if the adjustments in these markets were not as volatile and as one way as they have been.
In New York, the Dow Jones Industrial Index was down 2% Wednesday, losing 360 points to 13,300. Reflecting continuing trouble in the housing credit markets, financial institutions led the way lower. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.